time, baby. You'll go wacko, bananas, nuts, crazy, unbelievable.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You don't have any idea what my life was like before you came along. You know, most people want to have kids and they settle in and that's all good.
I hear ya.
Jeff Lutz.
I know that, dude.
It's hard for me to believe that you folks don't understand the way of the world.
No duh, right?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Then it's going to be legendary.
We are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH Radio. We're kind of mingling through an unofficial Bob and Jeff draft, the official one coming up in about 20 minutes.
What are we going to do?
Wichita electronic media personalities over the years. You got any others that come to mind? I mean, since it's not a draft.
Scott the News Cub Smith.
The Cub.
What's he up to?
I don't know. I've talked to him within the last several years. It's been a little while. Yeah, the Cub and Don Hall. And
who are some KFDI? John Wright.
John Wright. I never listened to KFDI very much. Dan Dillon, KFDI personalities. Oh, my goodness. What? God. The father of Melissa Beck.
Okay.
What was that guy?
I remember her. I don't know. John Beck.
No, don't be an idiot. I don't like idiots.
Probably something along the lines
of
John.
I've decided that I'm done with it. I'm not going to put up with it anymore.
I was just trying to trip your memory, maybe.
His name wasn't Beck.
It wasn't? That's unfortunate. Then I don't know. I literally have nothing. We're both looking up things.
Yeah, because you don't make any sense. That's why. Mike Lynch.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of KFDI people through the years. And I feel remiss not mentioning them all. No, that Mike Oatman was the father.
Yeah, he should be on this list, too, as should Mike Ewan. Give me a break, sitting over there.
I mean, they've had a lot of people over at KFDI. Willie Wheelchair.
Okay.
These are people, now that I'm looking through the list, I remember the names.
That's cool, I guess.
Ernie Towsley was somebody who was a ranch hand at one time. Hung out at Wichita State basketball games.
What about Melissa McDermott?
Melissa Beck, you mean?
Yeah.
Why are you delving into this when you don't have a clue?
She's listed on our list of people from Wichita under journalism.
Well, sure.
Is the great Susan Peters, as we mentioned. What about Tracy Rowlett?
Don't know of Tracy. That doesn't mean she didn't contribute greatly.
He began his career as a sports reporter for the Wichita Beacon.
You don't know
Tracy?
No. I don't know Tracy Rowlett.
He later served in the Air Force. Well,
good.
When John F. Kennedy was assassinated, Rowlett was still serving at Tripoli.
You know where I was? Yeah. Serving in the third grade. So why would I know Tracy Rowlett?
He worked at KFH Radio and as a news director at Cake. How do you not know?
Here's one.
Tracy Rowlett.
Fred Huddleston.
Did you know Jim Lehrer was born in Wichita?
Yes, of course I knew that. Here's the story about Fred Huddleston. So he would work in the evenings on KFH. And every evening at 10 o'clock, he would come on with his crime report for the day. And Fred Huddleston's crime report for the day, in my home growing up, was the most must-listen radio you could imagine. So at 10 o'clock every night, it wasn't like my parents sent me to bed at 9. I had to hear the crime report.
Awesome.
From Fred Huddleston.
Were your parents generally kind of paranoid and we didn't want this stuff on our streets?
No, it was captivating listening. Fred covered crime.
I feel like we need a phone call from Tony Dusing.
It was a different era. You got me.
You don't know Tracy Rowlett.
Why do we need Tony Dusing when you got me?
To tell us about Tracy Rowlett, who only worked literally every place you ever worked, and he covered the Kennedy assassination. Maybe you should get on that.
I have no idea who Tracy Rowlett is. No offense to you, Tracy.
I think we should call him.
You've done a great job in your career. We appreciate you.
In fact, Max, I'm going to send you
being in Tripoli. I just don't know him.
We're going to find him. I'm going to send Max his number.
Get Tony on the air.
Now we're going to get Tracy Rowlett.
Tracy's probably not still alive.
He's 82.
Is he still in Wichita?
I don't know the answer to that question.
Anyway, Fred Huddleston. And then there was another guy, Doyle. God, what was his first name?
Can't answer that.
Are people enjoying this?
No.
They have to be, right?
It's jumped the shark. You're just naming last names and hoping for something.
Fred Doyle. Were there two Freds? Fred Huddleston and Fred Doyle?
Yeah, probably.
He was another legendary newsman.
There he is.
Is it Fred Doyle?
No, Tracy Rowlett.
Why are you so hung up on Tracy Rowlett?
Because I want him on the show.
I don't get it.
He lives in Dallas.
Where's Tony Dusing when you need him?
His full name is Charles Rowlett.
Here's what Tony has to be prepared to do, because this isn't...
Charles Tracy Rowlett.
This isn't your normal radio show. You're six steps from the studio, Tony. Come in and tell us about Tracy Rowlett.
Yeah, just phone us up. Is that a thing people say?
No, come on. Get on the air.
Oh, yeah. Just go into the studio.
That's what I just said.
That makes a lot of sense.
You freaking idiot. I mean, it's just...
You just walk over there, Tony. It's not that hard. I'm not so thankful I thought of that.
Here's what Jeff said. Why didn't he call us?
Well, maybe he's out and about. He leaves at 1 p.m. every day.
Now you're throwing Tony Dusing under the bus.
Because he works so hard the other hours.
Now you're throwing our program director under the bus.
I would never.
Tony is on a conference.
Going to get Tony?
Tony is on a conference call. I went to get him.
Well, hang up. Nobody cares about a conference call.
I agree.
These are corporate conference calls, of which I've spent many hours on. Do you believe that?
No.
Does anything ever get settled in a conference call? Ask yourself that.
I don't know if they're looking to settle, but the Guardians just talked the 118th pick into the 205th pick.
Who cares? Nobody cares.
It's value.
There's such a feeling of animosity for the Guardians in
there
this
is?
Market because that's... you just won't shut up about them.
Getting some good high school pitching.
No, I mean, really. I'm being as sincere as I can be.
Well, that's fine.
If you want the Guardians to be accepted and...
You know how much we live rent-free in the head of Jason Duda? Or at least I do? He's texting me yesterday about the Guardians picking number one and getting the number one prospect from by MLB.com. That's how
did he get under your skin?
No.
You know who is the easiest guy to manipulate? It's you.
Is Jason Duda?
No.
Are you kidding me?
I'm
the master manipulator.
It's you by far.
But I don't do that anymore because I've grown up.
It's you by far.
I don't think so. Maybe you guys haven't grown up. Maybe Jason Duda will never grow up.
I think Jason's fine.
Mm.
You know, he doesn't get worked up about things.
A little lacking in the maturity department.
He doesn't get worked up about things.
But he wants to work up others. Is that a mature person?
I don't mind it, as long as it's you.
Yeah.
Notice I didn't get involved. What does that tell you? I was getting those texts.
He wasn't trying to tweak you.
Why do you think that is? Because he knows it's impossible.
He was trying to get you to join in.
And
it's
did I?
It's impossible.
Did I join in?
You've gotten tweaked on this show 7 or 8 times.
Did I join in?
I think you were just tired.
I had nothing to say to that conversation.
To that what?
But it was practically Jason Duda begging me to respond. And those are things I'm just not going to do. I'm not going to do that. I'm above it.
What's our draft going to be?
You pick.
I want to pick all-time home run derby winners as players.
No, I don't like that.
Well, then you pick.
I don't like it.
Well, you don't have to like it.
What happened to your hand? You got a big gash in your hand.
I itched it too much, and skin came off.
You do that a lot, and that's not going to bode well for your future.
It's all right. It itched really bad. Like, I just itched it too much. I wasn't actively
trying. Was it a bite?
Maybe, but it just itched so bad for a long time.
I've never heard of anybody scratching an itch to the point of tearing skin and bleeding. I've never heard of that.
I didn't bleed. It just skin came off.
I've never heard of that. And who doesn't bleed if skin comes off?
Well, there was red.
I'm sorry. I sliced my hand with a knife, but amazingly, no blood. What are you, a vampire?
I mean, there was red.
Do vampires bleed?
I don't know.
They need blood, but then it may never come out. I don't know. I don't know much about
vampires. I doubt
it. But that's weird. That's
it just left a gash. It didn't leave blood.
I've never heard of anybody with an open wound that didn't bleed.
Well, it didn't. I don't know what to tell
you. That's otherworldly. That's alien.
Try to rub skin off your hand or finger.
I would never try to rub skin.
It'll just come off. There's another layer of skin beneath it.
I would never rub.
To replace the skin that you lost, it will scab over.
I would never, ever rub skin off. That's not what I do.
I guess you've never had an itch.
No, I will gently, look, this is it. I will gently scratch an itch.
Well, my itch did not go away.
And then I've got one of those back scratchers my wife bought me. So if I get a place I can't reach.
Yeah, we all have spatulas.
I'll go for that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Now, this is a real, it's not a spatula. This is a back scratcher with like claws on it.
Claws?
Yeah.
Good Lord. You say I'm a glutton for punishment.
Sometimes I get an itch in my back that just drives me crazy. Everybody's had that. And you can't reach it.
It's unfortunate.
You stand against a wall or a door frame and you look like a moron.
I use the edge of
back and
pins.
Forth. What I do is go get the claw. I call it the claw.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, and I reach back there and I claw my back.
You say, Debbie, hand me the claw.
Hand me the claw.
I'll have to verify that with her.
But I don't need her to hand it to me because I have the claw on my side of the bed.
You apparently so.
Right, and that's when I need it, that's what I do.
What's our draft?
I don't know.
You didn't like my pick.
I don't know what it is.
I like home run derby winners. As players.
No, I don't like it.
I like it.
No,
let's go with it.
No, I'm not going with it.
Then let's go with it.
I'm going to do this. All-time shocker professional baseball players.
Ugh.
Since we have the draft today. Shockers who made it to the big leagues. We're going to pick 8 each. And Max will give us a judgment. He may not have heard of some of these people.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I like it.
Are there even 16?
Today is the draft. Of course there are. There's many more than 16.
Are there 16 worth taking?
Sure. Shockers who have made it to the big leagues. That's the subject.
There's one pick that wins it.
He is not eligible.
Joe Carter not eligible.
Is not eligible. Because he is far and away the guy.
Thank you.
So we're going to eliminate him from the conversation.
All right.
That is the topic for the Bob and Jeff draft. It's next. This is the Bob and Jeff Show on KFH.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show.
I'm about to whoop you in the Bob and Jeff draft. All-time best shockers to play in the big leagues, the category. Joe Carter, who we both agree is kind of far and away the top guy, not eligible for this draft. Let's go ahead and have the flip.
Are these players being judged?
They're being judged by
their big league careers or their college careers?
Sure, their big league careers.
Okay, well, what do you guess?
Heads.
It's tails.
All right, what do you want to do?
I am going to allow you to go first.
All right, I'm going to go first. I get to pick, and I'm taking a look here because I forgot to during the break. So I'm going to get to this very soon.
Good. And, good luck.
What do you mean, good luck?
Make a pick, or you forfeit it.
My pick, my first pick, let me just say that, is going to be Casey Blake.
Not a bad pick. If you're into that sort of thing.
Well, now you're delaying.
I will take Charlie O'Brien.
No bat. Did catch that.
Maybe the best defensive catcher ever to play the game.
Well, he had three of the great pitchers of all time.
And I'm going to preemptively go with Alec Bohm.
Really?
Who's a starting all-star.
Already?
Yeah.
All right. I can see how you could pull that off. But I don't agree with it necessarily.
You don't have to agree with this. Your list. You can do your list. I'll do my list. And never the twain shall meet.
I am going with my next pick.
Is this Gene Stevenson era?
No, it's any era.
That's weak.
What do you mean it's weak?
I don't like it.
Well, why would it just be the Gene Stevenson era? I'm going to go with, well, I had it a minute ago. This is tough. It's hard to get to the big leagues and be really good. You know that?
Well, you know what is also not that difficult?
I'm picking Braden Looper.
And?
And Mike Pelfrey.
Well, you just won, so that's fine. I probably should have taken Pelf at 2. But I didn't. I'm going to go Mike Lansing.
It's a good pick. If people look him up, he had some very nice years in the big league.
An all-star named in the Mitchell Report. Everything's wonderful.
Bob and Jeff Draft, we apologize for getting knocked off the air. We don't know what causes it. I'm going to blame the heat.
Probably.
I think it's normal to blame heat for everything that goes wrong. And I'm certainly going to do it here. You've made 6 picks of your 8 former Shockers to have reached the big leagues. We've eliminated Joe Carter from this discussion because anybody who would have taken him would have won easily.
Correct.
My next 2 picks are going to be, and I need to look this guy up for a moment.
Well, if you need to look him up, maybe he's not that great of a selection. Maybe you should already know where he attended college.
No, I know where he attended college. I'm looking him up to make sure I want to put him on the list. And that would be, oh boy. I don't know. I don't think I can do it. And I'm not going to mention his name because I don't want him to be upset with me. I'll go with Nate Robertson.
Yeah, that was going to be my pick.
And my next pick.
I had a dream that, not about Nate Robertson, but for some reason, Nate Robertson appeared in my dream the other day.
Tyler Green, who started an all-star game.
He didn't start.
Sure he did.
No, he didn't.
He started an all-star game.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
Of course he did.
No.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. He made the all-star team. He absolutely did not start the all-star game. I mean, let's get it together. He had a 5.31 ERA the year he made the All-Star team.
Go. What's your pick? Well, I'm tired of listening to you.
Well, I was trying to help you out, but you made a bad pick, and that's fine. I will select. There's not many people left.
Tyler Green made an All-Star team. That's what I said.
He said he started the All-Star.
I said he did. He started. When the game started, he was on the team.
Sure.
In my world, that's starting.
I'll go with Daryl Spencer.
Daryl Spencer didn't go to Wichita State.
Where'd he go?
He signed out of high school. That's a moronic pick.
You sure about that?
Of course I'm sure
about
it.
Why is he listed?
You get a... You don't get any more picks.
Wichita State University baseball players.
Wrong.
Daryl Spencer. Right there.
No, he signed out of high school.
School, Wichita State University. I don't know.
What source are you looking at?
Baseballreference.com.
That's wrong.
Daryl Spencer is my pick.
Never played there. He may have gone to school there, but he never played there.
I don't believe you.
Why wouldn't you believe me?
Why would he sign out of high school and then go to college?
I'm not allowing you to pick Daryl Spencer. Next.
No, I am picking him. I will pick him.
Never been claimed as a Wichita State guy.
Well, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if it's not true.
Signed out of high school. Played professionally as a 18-year-old. Next.
I see here that he didn't sign until 1949 when he was 21. So I'm taking Daryl Spencer.
No, he went and played. He did not play at Wichita State. Why don't you believe me?
Spencer was a native and longtime resident of Wichita, Kansas, graduating from East High School and attending Wichita State University. As far as I know, he's eligible.
He's not eligible. Who else you picking?
Coy Hill.
Coy Hill. Our friend Coy Hill.
That's my list.
You're sticking with Daryl Spencer?
He's on the list. Or I could go Claude Hendricks.
Well, no, I'm not going to let you do that either.
So do I get Daryl Spencer or do I not get Daryl Spencer?
You do not.
Based on what facts that you can summon?
Well, because I knew Daryl Spencer very well.
And he told you.
No, he didn't tell me. I just knew. I mean, why wouldn't you go with Claude Hendricks? And if you don't, I am.
No, I got Daryl Spencer.
All right, I'll give you him because I'm going with Claude Hendricks. Who, by the way, won 144 games in the big leagues.
Nobody knows. And he wasn't in the big leagues. He was like in the Federal League mostly.
Claude Hendricks pitched from 1911 to 1920 with the Pirates and the Cubs. He had a career record of 144 and 116 with a 2.65 earned run average. In 1914... He led the National League, the Federal League at that time.
Thank you.
But that's the only 2 years he pitched in the Federal League for 2 years.
Well, the Federal League was
the others were the National League. He won 29 games in 1914 with a 1.69 earned run average. Started.
I'm glad we're not putting any of this into context.
Started 37 games.
The league ERA that year was 0.84.
Finished 34 of them.
As everyone did.
So Claude Hendricks.
Pretty good player to pick
it up for
eighth.
Me. Who do you have?
Pretty good player to
Seven
pick
Seven of your eight did go to Wichita State. I'll give you credit.
Eight of my players went to Wichita State. Sabre, Society of American Baseball Research, said he played 2 years at Wichita State.
Well, he didn't.
Played sports. I don't know if he played baseball or not. But he had one. He earned one varsity letter at Wichita State.
Well, he did not.
Not, yeah, he did. I don't know if it was for baseball or what, but he got it. The big W right there on his chest.
Well, show me a photo.
There's no photos. What am I? Ansel Adams, for God's sake. Not going back into the 40s and
read us your list and shut up.
Okay. Charlie O'Brien, Alec Bohm, Mike Lansing, Doug Mirabelli, Pat Mears, Darren Dreyfuss, Daryl Spencer, and Coy Hill. Where's Brent Chemnitz when we really need him?
Brent wasn't here. Brent doesn't know anything.
I'm asking for judging the lists.
Here is Daryl Spencer's bio on the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame website. Now, I'm not disputing that he attended Wichita State. What I'm disputing is that he played baseball
there. He played sports.
He did not. A 10-year veteran of the big leagues. He had 105 home runs in his career.
Wow.
With the Giants,
out of
Reds,
Wichita State,
Cardinals,
he did
and
that?
Dodgers. He set a major league record for a rookie middle infielder when he hit 20 home runs for the Giants.
Prior to the Shockers.
In 1953. And here's what it says. He led East High in 1946 to a 21-1 record by hitting .426.
Attracting the massive interest of Wichita State.
He signed his first pro contract in 1949, although he played independently as a professional in Oklahoma before that, because we've talked about it many times. He went to Wichita State University.
Wow, really?
46-48, but never played baseball.
Read that sentence out loud.
He never played baseball there.
He earned a varsity letter.
He never played baseball.
I don't care
there.
If it was in underwater bowling.
You
Is that
couldn't
a thing?
Sound. You couldn't sound less educated.
Him and SpongeBob down there bowling.
Here's the thing about your being on this show.
It's awesome.
It's embarrassing to me because of your last name.
Great.
Because you carry my last name.
Who cares?
So guilt by association would have people think, man, that guy's a doesn't know anything, and I can't imagine his father being much smarter.
I can't either.
So what do we have here? We have two idiots. In the minds of many, we have two idiots.
Perfect.
Doing a radio show. When
That's
in fact,
awesome.
It's just one.
Now, don't be that hard on yourself.
My God. I mean, I spend hours upon hours around Daryl Spencer. I know his story better than he does.
Well, apparently not better than Society of American Baseball Research.
If you find me anything that says he played baseball at Wichita State.
He earned a varsity letter.
I don't know what sport that was in.
Well, I don't either. We'll leave it up to the Twitter voters to decide what sport he played at Wichita State.
I mean, there are no statistics from that era of Shocker baseball, unfortunately.
Well, that could be right.
This was a terrible category from the get-go.
You know who Daryl Spencer's boyhood idol was?
Sure.
Who?
Babe Ruth.
Marty Marion.
Well, that's because Marty was a member of the Gas House Gang. My picks, all-time Shocker big leaguers, Casey Blake, Braden Looper, Mike Pelfrey, Andy Dirks, Don Locke, Nate Robertson, Tyler Green, and Claude Hendricks. Yours, Charlie O'Brien, Alec Bohm, Mike Lansing, Doug Mirabelli, Pat Mears, Darren Dreyfuss, Coy Hill, and erroneously, Daryl Spencer.
Okay.
What?
I'm reading about his time at Wichita State.
Okay, read it to me.
It doesn't say he didn't play.
What does it say?
At what is now Wichita State University, freshmen were not eligible to play in 1947, and playing ping pong or hearts at the Men of Webster fraternity house when his 8 a.m.
That's when he got his letter in?
When his 8 a.m. psychology class was meeting kept him academically ineligible as a sophomore. There you go.
What does that prove?
What is it? What do you mean?
You're using that as evidence?
Is it? What do you mean?
What does that prove he played at Wichita State?
No, it proved he could have been eligible his second year, but
did he play?
No.
And he wasn't eligible.
He was ineligible.
He was ineligible.
Yeah, because he played hearts instead of going to class.
Right, like you did.
I wish.
Okay.
Not a lot of.
You have to replace him on your list.
No, I don't. I bet he practiced with him.
He never played. Do you have anybody? Max is still playing the music. This show. Well, no, I won't say it.
What? Say it.
No, I love Max. I won't. Here's what I'll say. No, I won't say it.
Say it.
I don't want to say it.
I wish you would.
Get Daryl Spencer off your list. Who you picking?
Hold on. I'm going to select the great Connor Gillespie.
Oh, that's a nice one. He had some moments.
Yeah.
For the Giants.
Played in the big leagues after he was drafted immediately.
Right.
For some, reason.
I was in Tallahassee, Florida in 2008 with the Shockers in their Super Regional against Florida State. Buster Posey was the shortstop for Florida State at that time. And the draft was held during the Super Regional. The Shockers had lost the game. And one of us, somebody, had to go talk to Connor Gillespie about being drafted the day of a loss. And that was fun.
Yeah, I can't even imagine.
Connor could
you?
Be a little grouchy.
On the best of days.
But that was fun. I don't think it was me that had to do that, although it might have been.
I don't know.
Somebody had to go
Paul Solenchop, perhaps.
Down. Could have been Paul. We were down there together.
So my revamped list, quickly, Charlie O'Brien, Alec Bohm, Mike Lansing, Doug Mirabelli, Pat Mears, Darren Dreifert, Connor Gillespie, and Coy Hill. I got years. You got maybe a peak with like guys like Dirk.
Well, Casey Blake was a fantastic big leaguer.
I didn't think you'd have the guts to select him first.
Why?
I was going to come back with perhaps Blake and Pelfrey, but you taking Blake early changed my strategy.
Well, there you go. Who'd you think I was going to pick, for crying out loud?
I wasn't sure. I thought maybe you'd take Charlie O'Brien or one of those guys who played a long time. Casey Blake played a while.
Casey Blake played forever.
Casey Blake got traded for Carlos Santana.
Yeah, I mean, Casey Blake's a guy, man. Casey Blake made a lot of money in the game.
I don't know about that.
Well, I'll tell you how much.
He made a lot of money, relatively speaking.
I'll tell you right now.
A lot of money relative to.
He played for 13 years.
Yeah, he played 1,200 games.
And batted .264 with a 77.
He did make a lot of money, 32 mil. More than I would have guessed.
How many mil have you made?
Probably one.
You know what? You haven't made one.
You don't think?
No. On that note,
50,000 for 20 years.
We'll bid you adieu. Thanks for listening today. Don't forget Colin Mochrie, comedian, on the show tomorrow at 2:25. We'll see you then.